This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning everyone. Shalom Aleichem. Bruchim Abom. We're continuing Mishnah Berurah Daf HaShavua. We're learning Siman Memvav. We're in the middle of Siv Daled. The Mechaber said you have to make every day the bracha of Sholesani Oved Koychavim, Sholesani Oved, Sholesani Isha. We say Sholesani Goy, Sholesani Oved, Sholesani Isha. And the Rama said even a ger could make the bracha Sholesani Goy. Even a ger, could make this bracha. What does that mean? We'll see in the Mishnah Berurah. Avo lo yomer sholesani akum sharei hoya akum etchila. Says the Mishnah Berurah, yachal levarech. What does that mean? Even a ger could make the bracha. Perush sheyomer sholesani ger. A convert could say that he made me a ger. Demikri asiya kedachsiv ve'es hanefesh asher asu b'charan. But the Rama says he should not say Shloyasani Akum because he was made an Akum. How could you say Shloyasani Akum? He was made an Akum. But v'yesh cholkum azeh. There are those who argue on this. V'taimam doli shayach lemer sha'asani. They say you can't say sha'asani. The hagir loy hoysa kiyam mitzad b'chirasai hatoiv. His conversion was through his own good choice. Shabach harbedas ha'emes. That he chose the true religion. But according to everyone, yachal avarch shalaya sani yaved v'shalaya sani isha v'yafagav da'akam zult feme yaved. Even though, how could you say shalaya sani yaved shalaya sani isha, but a goy is even worse than an eved. So how could he say the better bracha shalaya sani yaved? Afilachim hayo noilat eved. Nevertheless, if he would have been born an eved, pen lo yaya meshacharoi rabbi. Maybe his rabbi would not have freed him. V'hayo nishar eved, and he would have remained an eved. Ma she'en kenata, as opposed to now, shahaya hagior taloi b'rtzayin atzmai, as opposed to now, where his gerus was dependent on his own ratzayin. Meaning, if he would have been an eved, maybe his master would never have freed him, but now that he's not an eved, so the as a guy, he has his own freedom to choose to become a Jew. Mamzer yuchal levarich kol eilar brachas yisrael gamarhu. A mamzer could make all of these blessings. He's a full-fledged Jew. V'chein suma. What about a blind person? Who maybe you'll say he's not chayv in mitzvahs. The kamlon du chayv v'chala mitzvahs. We hold the suma's chayv in all mitzvahs. So even a suma could say shalai asani goy. I, what's the maila of being a Jew? That you chayv in mitzvahs. But a suma is a suma chayv in mitzvahs. Yeah, a suma is chayv in mitzvahs. The tumtum va'androigen is the chayav misafik b'chala mitzvahs. La'yayim roshalai asani isha de safikim. Now, the Rama said, the ger should not say shalai asani goy. Ayin magen avrama berhetev. Okay. Now we're going to talk about what if you switch the order. We had in the Mishnah Berurah yesterday, what would be if first a person said Shalaya Sani Isha, maybe you can't say anymore Shalaya Sani Goy, Shalaya Sani Aved, because Isha is better. Or if one said Shalaya Sani Aved, maybe you can't say anymore Shalaya Sani Goy, because an Aved is better. But some argue. Now we're going to talk about other flippings. Im Kadam Uberech Zoykev Kefufim, Kaim Shaberech Mater Asurim, Lo Yivarchenu. If let's say, first you're supposed to say Mater Asurim when you stretch out, if somebody can move their muscles, and then you make the bracha Zoykev Kefufim that you could stand up. Well, what if you already said Zoykev Kefufim? So included in Zoykev Kefufim is not only could you stand, but you can move your muscles, so maybe you shouldn't make Mater Asurim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Lo Yivarchenu. The Mechaber said, you don't make that bracha. Says Mishnah Berurah, Lo Yivarchenu, Shekivan, Shenasan, Haida, Shenizkaf, Legamri. Since you already thanked Hashem that you can be upright, Ze Bechlal, the Matir Asurim. Ze Bechlal, so Matir Asurim is included. The Matir Asurim is Chayv, Miyad, Kishayoshev. Matir Asurim, you're Chayv as soon as you sit up. Viyesh Cholkim is Ze. Umaske hachreinim lahaka was that the achreinim conclude to be lenient. Because of a Primogadim writes, the Toiv Sheyira Sheyishma Acher Kach Me Acher Habracha. The Primogadim writes, it is good to see to it, to hear the bracha from someone else. So in other words, it sounds like Lamaisa, the conclusion is, if you flip the order and you first make Zoykev Kefufim, Meyikra, then you're allowed to say Ma'atir Asurim, that's the conclusion. The best thing to do is hear the brachas from someone else. In B'shosh Amar Bracha Tasha, Moise Kavanos Levach Zoykev Kefufim. What if at the time you said Baruch Atah Hashem, your kavano was to make Zoykev Kefufim? So you say, well, I should really be saying Matir Asurim now, because Matir Asurim goes first. But my kavano when I said the shame was Zoykev Kefufim. Now if I say Zoykev Kefufim, maybe I won't be able to say Matir Asurim. No, says the Mishnah Berurah. Yisayim Zoykev Kefufim. Af agav da ozlo yuchal vach Matir Asurim. Certainly, if you're mechavin for a certain bracha when you said bracha to Hashem, where it's not going to matter if you say, in other words, let's say like this, you're saying, you have to make an asher yotzar and a birchas hatayra. So you started saying, you thought you were saying asher yotzar and you were being mechavin for birchas hatayra. So you say birchas hatayra, but you wanted to say asher yatzar. No, you go with the bracha that you're mechavin for at the time, baruch atah Hashem. Because that's true even if doing that and going through with it is going to mess you up and you're not going to be able to make later brachas. Certainly if it's not going to ruin what you're about to do after. Because it's very important at the time you're saying baruch atah Hashem, you're mechavin to what bracha you want to say. Yisayim k'may shechasha b'shash yizkar Hashem. In Bishashi Gil Abirchas Pekach Ivram. What if at the time you said Baruch Atah Hashem and you were mechavin for Pekach Ivram? And Verotzel Asayim Pekach Ivram, Nichshal B'shan V'siyam Ma'al B'sharim. I don't know why you had a Freudian slip. Your mouth just led you. You said the wrong words. You wanted to say Pekach Ivram. But instead you said Ma'al B'sharim. U'v'soich K'dei Dibar Nizkar V'siyam Pekach Ivram. Yesh Oimrim, some say, now just off the bat, that should be great. What's wrong? So, you know, you're mechavin for Pekeach Ivrim. So you said Ma'al B'sharum, I corrected it, Tach Kedei Dibor. So what should be wrong with that? Yesh Oimrim, the Yatzeb Zayidei Berchas Pekeach Ivrim. Some say, you're Yatzeb Pekeach Ivrim, ki baze ikar siyumay harishayin. Ki baze akar siyumay harishayin. Because with this, you're oikar, your first conclusion. V'yesh mistapkim baze. Some are mistupik. Yeah, I don't understand what the suffix is. I don't understand the suffix. This is a suffix of the Noida Behuda. Lemaisa, the Dershu brings, then in Simen Reish Tes, Sivkat and Vav, it says, Matzah Shabbos, you're mechavin to make the bracha on the besamim. And you made a mistake, and for whatever reason it slipped out of your mouth, and you said, Barim Arei HaEish. And Toch Kedei Dibor, you remember, you said, Barim Nei Besamim, Yatsa. That sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is being so same like the first day over here, that if you corrected Toch Kedei Dibor, and that's what you were thinking when you said the name of Hashem, then it works, it's good. So why is the Dagam Ervava Mesupik? So Dagam Ravava himself says, only there where you are holding the besamim. So it's muchach, your kavanah was on the besamim. But if you didn't do a maisa that indicates what your kavanah was, so then it's not so pashut. Now, the Mishnah Berurah continues. Avon b'shosh, amar brachat Hashem l'kein machalam, chashav gam kein l'sayim al b'sharum. At the time of the shame, you thought you were going to end off Ma'al B'sharumim. And then you realize, I'm supposed to be saying Pekeach Ivrim. V'yachar shesiyah Ma'al B'sharumim nizkar b'tach day dibur v'amar Pekeach Ivrim. L'kulei ama yotze yidei berchas Ma'al B'sharumim. Everyone agrees, you're yotze Ma'al B'sharumim. That's what you were mechavein by the shame. That's what you ended off. What do you mean? But you fixed it with a different bracha? No, it's not a fixing. V'chayzer u'mevarich pekeach ivrim ki ein haseder ma'akev v'chein hu adin b'chol berchas hashachar. Except for by Mater Asurim and Zoykev Kefufim, Levad mi Berchas Mater Asurim Zoykevum, Imhikdim Berchas Zoykevum, Vatach Debi. Ah, so let's say like this. Imhikdim Berchas Zoykev Kefufim. You first said Zoykev Kefufim. Uvatach De Dibor, Sie Mater Asurim. And Tach De Dibor, you said Mater Asurim. So the afdula yotzev is a rak bracha achas, even though you're only yotze one bracha, namely zokev kefufim, fi bracha rishayna shal zokev kefufim, afilu hachi lo yivarech shuv mater asurim. In such a case, don't make mater asurim. You ready? Let me just explain clearly. The Mishnah Brura, in the beginning of this Mishnah Brura, said that if you accidentally said zokev kefufim, and before mater asurim, the bottom line is, even though maybe it's better to hear the bracha from someone else, the bottom line is, you're allowed to say Mater Asurim. You're allowed to. That's the Meyikar Hadin. If you said, bottom line, let's say you accidentally said Zoykev Kefufim, and there's nobody around who speaks English. Everyone there speaks, you're in North Korea. Everyone there speaks, I don't know what language they speak. You cannot communicate. You said Zoykev Kefufim, you're allowed to say Mater Asurim. I Bechlam Asayim Mana. The conclusion is, it's okay. You could still say Mater Asurim. Fine. Another thing we established was if you said a whole bracha, let's say you said Poikei Achivrim, and you're Mechavim from Poikei, let's say, I'm sorry, you said Malbish Arumim, and you're Mechavim from Malbish Arumim, and then you realize Toch Kedei Dibor, you're supposed to say Poikei Achivrim, and you said Poikei Achivrim, that Poikei Achivrim is meaningless. And you could go and say again, Poikei Achivrim. So right now we know two pieces of information. The first piece we know is, if you make Zoykev Kefufim, you could still make a Mater Asurim. Second piece of information we know is, if you're Mechavin for a Bracha, and you end off with that Bracha, and Toch Kedei Dibor, you switch because you're supposed to be making another Bracha, the switch is meaningless, and the first Bracha you said counts, and the second Bracha you make again. So I would have thought, if I'm a chavin for Zoykev Kefufim, and I said Zoykev Kefufim, and I said, you know, hey, I was supposed to say Mater Asurim, and I end off Toch Kedei Dibor Mater Asurim, I would think the Mater Asurim doesn't count, and I should go back again and say Mater Asurim. No. It's like we're mitzaref, that since there is such a idea that once you say Zoykev Kefufim, you can't say a Mater Asurim, and there is some idea that if you finish off Toch Kedei Dibor with a different bracha, it's a good correction, even though we don't hold that way. If you do that by Zoykev Kefufim, and you end off Mater Asurim, you're done with the Mater Asurim. Okay? We'll hold it over here. Tomorrow, we will continue on in Sif Vav. Okay, Rabbi Isai? Have a wonderful day. Tomorrow might be a doubleheader. Okay, tomorrow might be a double header.
What exactly is wrong here with these brachas out of order? Is it a brach shaded tzrich or brach
on the Torah? No, there's nothing wrong with making a bracha out of order. The issue is Zoykev
Kefufim. No, these two, specifically these are what he mentioned before about the Shalei Sadi Isha.
Right.
So what? Why is that matter in terms of there's a bracha Hashem for these,
no, because
these elements.
Because if you're thanking Hashem that you could stand up, then you've already thanked Him that you could move, because you part of standing up is being Mater Asurim. Saying Hashem, I thank you that I could stand, means I thank you that I could stand and that I could move my limbs. So I can then go and say again, thank you for moving my limbs. You just said that. It's a bracha Shein Tzricha.
Why not? No,
you know what it's like? It's like you made a boy pray, it's on an apple, I took a bite, and they said, well, I want to make a haitz on the next bite. I'm thanking Hashem that He created fruit, what's wrong?
But those are actual birch sanenin. You said these are not exactly, I mean, Mishra mentioned
okay.
Lamashal,
let's say I 10 minutes later, I say, you know, I'm really appreciating sight right now, I want to make another pekeh chivrim. Can't do it, right? So once I say Zoykev Kefufim, I've in essence thanked Hashem. I can move my limbs. Maybe I can't say that again. Right. No, in other words, a person can't say, you know, I just learned about the digestive system. Oh, I want to say an Asher Yatzar. You know?
Right. Okay. Right. Makes sense. Yeah, maybe. Lisa mentioned, if you're in North Korea, if you're in North-
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.